Pharmaceuticals made outside the U.S. face new tariffs of 100%. Interpol arresting hundreds throughout Africa for romance scams, building online relationships to extract money. So much for that Nigerian prince. This is ABC News. Some comedians are facing backlash for taking part in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh Comedy Festival. Critics say the Saudis are using it to deflect attention from their human rights record. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze notes Pete Davidson is among those catching heat.
Davidson, whose father was a New York firefighter killed on 9/11, defended his decision to participate.
You know, I've been getting a little bit of flack just because, like, my dad died 9/11. So they're like, how could you possibly go there? I just, you know, I get the routing and then I see the number and I go, I'll go.
Comedian Shane Gillis says he turned down the gig despite an offer to double his paycheck.
I took a principled stand.
But others are cashing in. One comedian claiming top acts are earning up to $1.6 million.
New Hurricane Umberto is expected to stay offshore in the Atlantic, but a new system could be on track to swipe the Carolina coast early next week with storm surge and possible flooding. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman for 98Q Country. The FBI has confirmed that ICE agents arrested 36 people in Manitowoc yesterday. Connie Fellman has more.
Officials say 9 of those arrested were targeted for suspected involvement in the sexual assault and or trafficking of minor American girls. FBI agents say all the people arrested were in the country illegally. Forward Latino, an immigrant rights group in Manitowoc, issued a statement last night saying it's reckless and harmful to connect all those detained with allegations of sex trafficking. The statement points out that some of the people arrested work in the dairy industry, helping sustain Wisconsin's family-owned dairy farms. Forward Latino's president says, at a time when Wisconsin faces a severe labor shortage, we should be focused on expanding legal pathways, not tearing families apart. I'm Connie Fellman.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. On Wednesday's Reality Radio, morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Shawamigan cross-country coach Mary Patterson about how the girls' team did over at their meet in Spencer on Tuesday evening.
We went to Spencer last night, and all the kids, all the programs, we did an amazing job down there. Our middle school boys and high school boys got second place, and our high school girls and middle school girls both got first place. And we had some outstanding races by all of our kids, boys and girls. And for the high school girls, just a huge meet. Haley Bodo won the meet with an excellent time. I believe it was at like a 2012, 2014, her best 5K race ever. So that got us going with the number one. And then Addie Boblick was fifth. Maddie Ernst was sixth. And then Mallory was right behind her.
Mallory Smith,
so we
yeah.
took a 5, 6, 7. And then Vanessa Schmidt, our fifth runner, she's really figuring it out now, and she's coming along, and she ended up in 16th place, which sealed the deal for us, beating a very tough, strong, competitive Medford team.
This Saturday, September 27th, over at the Butternut School, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Ruby's Pantry is having their next distribution. The line starts at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue and 4th Street, and you will receive share numbers there, so please have your $25 cash donation per share ready. And please be sure to have your trunk empty. For a $25 cash donation, you receive approximately 65 pounds of food. Everyone is welcome. Once again, Ruby's Pantry is hosting their next distribution this Saturday, September 27th, at the Butternut School from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany is officially running for governor of Wisconsin. Isabella Nieto reports.
Tiffany announced his bid for the top state seat on Tuesday and launched his campaign Wednesday night at the Peterson Barn in Wausau. Tiffany, who currently represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, pledged to serve out his term in Congress, but says he's ready for a new chapter.
I have a record of results. I have the common sense values that we all share. and I will give you the leadership you deserve.
In his speech, Tiffany spoke about his upbringing on a dairy farm, saying it taught him the value of hard work and budgeting.
And there are no excuses on the farm. You pick up the shovel, you pick up the pitchfork, and you go to work.
He criticized Governor Tony Evers and Democratic leadership in Madison, saying the Wisconsin dream is, quote, slipping away.
Farms are failing. Factories are closing. Our educational system here in Wisconsin has now fallen behind Mississippi. That's not the Wisconsin that we know.
Tiffany laid out key priorities if elected governor, including cutting taxes, expanding school choice, supporting law enforcement, and restoring what he calls Wisconsin values. He also promised to freeze property taxes and eliminate what he called Evers' 400-year tax increase.
It's dead, day one. Day one, it's gone.
Tiffany faces Josh Schoeman, the county executive of Washington County, and Bill Berrien, a Milwaukee manufacturing CEO, in the Republican primary. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Monagua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Monagua Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Monagua Chevrolet and Highway 51 South or at monacuacars.com.
The Pack prepares for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay's Tucker Kraft says he's doing better after suffering a knee injury last week in practice. The tight end says, give me the ball.
I'm going to run each route on the field like I'm going to catch the football, and I'm going to block each play like I'm at the point of attack. You know, I believe that I offer a different kind of consistent explosiveness whenever I get the ball in my hands. So that's always just, you know, my argument is what happens when 85 touches the football. You breaking tackles? Is he getting in the end zone? That's just my brand.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field as the Brewers wind down the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. The magic number for the crew down to one. Owner Mark Antanasio.
You know, we keep knocking on the door here, and I think getting a bye is really helpful because we get just a little healthier. Look, we'll see starting October 4th, right?
That's the Brewers Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. The top water bite for largemouth bass is incredible right now. These fish are hitting lures, and it is so much fun. But there are a couple things you can do to up your odds. I'll tell you what they are, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
The topwater bite for largemouth bass is really good right now. You need to be on the water chasing those big fish that have moved out of the deeper water. They've been lurking in those depths all summer long, and they're moving shallower right now into the shallow cover. And they want to put on some weight for winter, so they're biting very well. And the topwater is one of the greatest ways to catch these largemouth bass. But this time of year, you got to make a little noise. The best baits that you can pull out of your box right now are going to be those clacking baits, those blade baits that rumble on the surface, Those are great topwater baits right now to throw over that vegetation that's pretty much still riding the surface. And those baits will definitely bring those bass up to hit. So whenever you pull that bait over a pocket, that's when you want to be ready for that strike. So if you get those baits out and they're not producing, that's when you switch over to the chuggers. Those topwater baits are where you want to be right now. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 46. 98Q Country.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. This down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantel where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read. I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
She likes whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, there ain't no doubt. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country. devil in her angel eyes. A little bit of devil in her angel eyes. From that tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning, she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil.
That's Love and Theft here on 98Q Country with Angel Eyes. Good morning. Gray here with you to take over for a little bit while Joel steps out. And we'll start the morning the right way. I've got some local sports updates to bring you. But first, it is a banner week to be a fan of Wisconsin sports in general. And we've got the one and only right guy to talk about it. Civic Media's own Mike Clemens. Good morning, Mike. How's it going today?
Hey, Gray.
Having a great morning up here in the Northwoods. Hopefully you are too in Green Bay, where things are weird after that loss last week. But let's start with the Brewers, Mike. The Brewers versus the Reds tonight. First pitch at AmFam around 7:10. And the magic number, one game. One game, Mike.
Yeah, Brewers are going to host the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds are trying to claw their way into the postseason. And the Brewers with 96 wins. If they win one game this weekend, Gray, then they set a franchise record. But they also secure home field advantage through the divisional playoffs. So, you know, three games this weekend. If the Brewers win, or actually the Phillies, who are just a couple of games behind them, if they lose one to the Twins, the Phillies at home this weekend, then the Brewers will play through Sunday. They'll have all next weekend, all week off. They'll watch the wild card playoffs, and they'll find out which team is coming to Milwaukee, and the first game would be October 4th. So on the good news is that, you know, some of these pitchers, like their closer, Trevor McGill, will that be enough time for him to come back from this sore elbow that he's got? Or Jose Quintana has got a calf injury. They might get some of these pitchers back. But on the other hand, you know, that's a long time off to lose momentum as you go into the postseason. But it's a pretty good position to be in. An amazing season in terms of all the wins and losses. Also, going on right now, gosh, hey, if you're anywhere near AmFam Field in Milwaukee, folks, be sure to drive in and get your pocket pancake. They're handing out free pocket pancakes in the parking lot of the ballpark this morning. It started at 6 o'clock, goes until 9. Murph is supposed to show up there in person. He's the one that started this thing about 6 weeks ago. He's in the middle of a network interview, and he whipped out a pancake out of his pocket, and the reporters went, "What do you got there?" I did a little pocket pancake, a little carb pick-me-up in the middle of the game.
That sounds like, Mike, it sounds like somebody who would send you for blinker fluid. Just go down to the concession stand and grab a pocket pancake, would you? They've got plenty.
It is. And it's just Murph being Murph, you know? And so, he's supposed to be there. The first 3,000 get, I'm reading from the press release, get a free pocket pancake T-shirt. They're going to have a polka band there, a lot of peas involved in this, and you know, a convenient drive-through or a tent where you can celebrate.
I'm thinking that the polka pocket pancakes will be a popular thing, Mike. I really do. That's my honest thoughts here. What? How did we get
here? You can
here?
Use that to warm up before every show, right?
I already did. You say that like yeah. I didn't, like you did too. Other sports, though, we've got some action going on here, unless you don't want to call it action. The Wisconsin Badgers lost at home last weekend to Maryland after that ugly performance against Bama the week before. The big question, Luke Fickell, is that a hot seat right now? Mike, what's your feeling?
I think it's got to be, only from the standpoint of, you know, you win your first two conference games. You lost your quarterback, you know, and Billy May, who you brought in. Then you get blown out by Alabama, to be expected, you know, top-ranked team. But then, you know, you're supposed to start your Big Ten schedule against Maryland. You're highly favored to win that game, and you lose 27-10. And it was worse than that. By the end of the game, the stadium's almost empty, and the most loyal fans who stay to the end of the game start chanting, "Fire Luke Fickell." And I think they're just, you know, the sentiment is, you know, you're going in your third year there, and there's still no identity as to what these Badgers are supposed to be. And then, you know, one thing is, it's tough for any college coach right now. A lot of them have stepped down with the NIL situation, with paying players and, you know, budgets. But, you know, a report came out from the Wisconsin State Journal said, no, the Badgers they're one of the top teams in terms of what they've got for budget, their roster. So there just seems to be a misdirection. Then it's not a good sign when the very next day, on an NFL Sunday afternoon, there's the athletic director spotted up in a suite at a Badger volleyball game talking to Mike McCarthy, who drove down from Green Bay, and who knows what they're talking about. Maybe just like, you know, hey, what do I do, coach? Did you see yesterday's game? What do I do? So, yeah, there's all kinds of red flags. It's not a good sign when you got an empty Camp Randall Stadium for a home game like that. And it doesn't get any easier because this weekend there's a bye, and when they come back, they got to go on the road and play number 19th ranked Michigan, the Wolverines. It could be a brutal October for the Badgers.
Of course, they do have the bye this weekend. But, Mike, you've got me thinking, has Mike McCarthy, is he done bringing 500 seasons to the state of Wisconsin? If you thought so, well maybe. Yeah. So bye this weekend, then Michigan next weekend. But it doesn't look much easier. This is going to be a rough October. Iowa after that, then number one ranked Ohio State, and Oregon after that. Yikes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Where do you see a win in there?
Hopefully anywhere. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I think it's fair to say, Mike, that we'll find out what Luke's got in his pockets this month or never at all this upcoming month. Moving over to the
win or a pancake, one of the two.
Okay, I can't believe I didn't. All right. I'm going to have to, I'll do better next time. I set that up without even realizing it. Mike, thank you so much for spiking that one in my face.
Could be a waffle.
I waffled a bit on that one. Over to the NFL, Mike, of course, we refer to you often as the guy with the office under Lambeau Field. The Packers and the Cowboys, the real banner matchup, Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Micah says, I think I'm going to get a warm greeting when I come through there. I don't know if he'll get booed. I mean, they traded him. Wasn't his deal. So, yeah, the Cowboys are 1-2. They lost to the Bears. Caleb Williams looked pretty good last week. He put 31 points on them. They got, Kenny Clark now on their defensive line. For the Packers' offensive line, though, three of their starters unable to practice yesterday. I was out there yesterday taking a look at it. So, and they're coming off this dreadful loss in Cleveland to the Browns. One of the things that happened in that game was that two of their starters, including their right tackle, Zach Tom, tried to get back on the field, but within the first drive, like, oh, I can't do this. This is, and LaFleur said there's no way you can really simulate that in practice. But he's got this bad quad, sore quad situation. So then they're shuffling in backup offensive linemen. They're moving one guy to three different positions. They get five false starts. And in the first three possessions of the game, they only score 3 points. So that's one of the reasons that the Browns were right there with them. And then, of course, you know, at the end of the game, you saw what happened. Jordan Love throws an interception. The Packers drive down the field in the next drive, and they're able to. They try and think they're going to kick the winning field goal, which gets blocked. And Cleveland kicks a winning field goal as the clock runs out and beats them 13-10. So, Yeah, I mean, I was at the game covering in Cleveland, and you would have thought that the Browns had not won a series or a game since last November, Gray. So that's just how excited they were to pull that off over the highly rated Packers. So that's where the Packers are at when they get on the plane tomorrow to play Dallas on Sunday Night Football on NBC.
They definitely took a rough loss last week, Mike, but I think the feeling is that that wasn't any given Sunday loss. You know, that's, you don't want to point to one play, but that Love interception gave the Browns a four-yard field, and not many are the defenses who can reliably stop 4 yards from happening over four downs. It just, that was, and of course, with their defense, that Browns defense, I haven't seen a defense that strong in a long time. Though, of course, part of that is that they whooped up on my home team, so of course I've got to give them the respect.
Yeah, and they spent a lot of time trying to double-team Myles Garrett, their outstanding defensive end. But that, you know, that opened up some spots for Collins and some of those other guys to get back. And I mean, Jordan Love got sacked 5 times in that game. He got hit quite a bit.
He was scared after that first series, too. And if, I mean, we know it well. Now that we've got Micah Parsons here improving Rashawn Gary, improving Lucas Van Ness, we know what happens when you double-team the guy you have to double-team. It means you're still going to have problems. But hopefully the Packers can remedy them, and hopefully a week of prep going in with this kind of topsy-turvy offensive line situation at least gives whatever five go out there on Sunday a bit of a shot at feeling more comfortable. Jordan Morgan looks.
The guy who leads the NFL in quarterback sacks right now is
who?
The Packers' Rashawn Gary.
See, I think a lot of people might have guessed. I mean, not that you would have guessed Parsons, but I might not have guessed a Packer right now. It does feel like we're doing well, but leading the league, awesome. Hopefully, we can carry that into Dallas. I wouldn't mind seeing a frustrated Jerry Jones on Sunday.
That's what gets your ratings every week.
Exactly. And I think Jerry knows that, so he doesn't mind showing it. Well, Mike, hopefully you've got your pocket pancakes ready for whatever's coming for Wisconsin sports this week. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us today on 98Q.
All right, have a good weekend, Greg.
Chat with you next week, Mike. Have a good one. Mike Clemens, seriously, literally, it's not a joke. Guy's got an office underneath the end zone of Lambeau Field. It is a privilege to call Mike Clemens a colleague. Any form of coworker that I get to talk with somebody so connected is a privilege, and that we get to bring him here to the 98Q Country listening audience. Frankly, it's one of my favorite things about the job. Now, we've got a couple more country songs to play for you, and then it's time for a birthday drawing. I'm holding one local birthday and one local anniversary that we haven't chatted about yet, but I want to give you some time to submit any more for this week's drawing. If you know of anybody celebrating who maybe we've missed this week or perhaps is celebrating this coming weekend, if they celebrate Monday or later, we'll get to them next week. But last call for birthdays today. We've got Rodney Atkins coming up next, and then a birthday drawing on 98Q Country.
Who are these guys?
My country. All day long.
All day.
My country station.
The man made a ball.
98Q Country.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep
It is the 26th of September, and people are celebrating today and throughout the weekend. I've got a couple birthdays here. I've got to turn my headset down. Hold on. Well, that's why. I'm hitting the wrong buttons, turning the wrong volume down and wondering why it's not working. Well, because you're a fool, right? That's why. Happy birthday tomorrow to Sylvia Janicek Kerner from your brother Joseph. Sylvia will be part of the drawing today for the cake from Super One's bakery department. Let me just get the box here. All right, we got the box. Drop that baby in and make sure the song doesn't stop at any point. I've got a happy anniversary today. Happy 50th wedding anniversary for Pastor John and Deb Truon. Happy 50th anniversary. That is absolutely incredible. Oh, I think we've got a last-minute birthday edition. I've got a couple more here still. Happy anniversary to Mary and Gary Marge. That's a G. Thanks, Rachel. Happy anniversary to Marge and Gary's wife. Literally, thank you. That wasn't sarcastic. All right. Rachel is always coming in clutch with those last-minute birthdays and anniversaries. Happy anniversary, looks like yesterday, to Marge and Gary. I've got a birthday on Sunday. Happy birthday to Roger Wegner from the whole crew. Happy birthday, Roger. That one on the 28th. And last but certainly not least, happy birthday today to the Queen, Britt Weisrock, from Rachel herself. Happy birthday to you, Britt. Hope it's a good one. And for everybody else, too, Britt will be entered in as the last participant in this week's drawing. You can probably hear the annoying sound of paper in a box. And let's just tell YouTube that we don't want free premium. All right, hold on. These controls are complex. It's amazing Joel doesn't screw them up more often. All right, let's pause that. Show me. There we go. Thanks for fixing the buttons, Joel. The winner this week of a cake from the Super One Bakery Department is Deb Peterson. Happy birthday, Deb Peterson, earlier this week. Deb will be winning and enjoying a cake from Super One's Bakery Department. We'll make sure Deb is aware of the victory, and that can be picked up from the station any old time in the form of a gift certificate from Super One. Big shout out to the bakery department. We've got more music for you to help finish this part of the hour. Actually, why don't we hop ahead and get in touch with ABC News, some local news, and another update from Civic Media's own Mike Clements. Check of the weather, too. I'll be with you in the 9 o'clock hour for the shopping show, at least to some extent. I'm imagining Austin and Jane will likely bear the brunt of the responsibility. But hey, I'm already here. I might as well hang out for a little bit. Covering for Joel. He just stepped out for a little bit today, and it was planned. So no worries. I'm covering for him until the end of the morning show this morning. And then he will actually be back to read keywords for you, as he's been doing throughout the week, for the Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest, brought to you here on 98Q by Minocqua Chevrolet. From the Aspirus Health Studios, better begins with human kindness, a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. And at Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Stay tuned for news up next on 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A destroyer of lives is how President Trump this morning characterizes James Comey, hours after Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney brought charges. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
In the indictment, Comey is accused of lying about whether he authorized the leak to the press, and of lying to the Senate Judiciary Committee. But Comey firing back.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
Shares of some major furniture companies are set to open lower this morning. Here's why. President Trump is hitting foreign manufacturers with 50% tariffs on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, 25% on heavy trucks starting Wednesday. Pharmaceuticals made outside the U.S. face new tariffs of 100%. Interpol arresting hundreds throughout Africa for romance scams, building online relationships to extract money. So much for that Nigerian prince. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation would like to remind parents and guardians to make sure you have the proper seat for your child by following some age and weight guidelines. Rear-facing car seats with harness should be used until children are 1 year old and weigh 20 pounds. A forward-facing car seat with a harness should be used until children are 4 years old and weigh 40 pounds, while a booster seat should be until children are 8 years old or weigh 80 pounds, or are 4'9". Keep children in booster seats until they are big enough to fit in a seatbelt properly. Seat lap belts must lie snugly across the upper thighs and not the stomach. The shoulder belt should lie snugly across the shoulder and chest and not across the neck or face. Keep children in the back seat until at least through age 12. You can find more resources at wisconsindot.gov. Tuesday, October 7th at 5:30 p.m., it's Trivia Night at the Monaco Public Library. This is for adults and is free for everyone with no registration required. Bring a team or join a team for four rounds of 20 questions with prizes for the winning team. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, October 7th at 5:30 p.m. over at the Minocqua Public Library. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to bring back the division of the 988 crisis line that was specifically for LGBTQ+ people after the Trump administration shut it down in July. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A spokesperson in the Trump administration said they'll no longer, quote, silo LGBT+ youth services, end quote, leaving out the T for trans folks. But young queer people face disproportionately high rates of mental illness and suicide. According to the Trevor Project, 39% of queer young people considered suicide in the last year, and those numbers are higher for trans and non-binary people. 46% of them seriously considered ending their lives. Baldwin led the charge to get the specialized LGBTQ line.
We wanted to make sure that there were specialized services available so that somebody calling in crisis, somebody considering suicide, would be having their calls answered by somebody who understands their journey and can listen and help without judgment.
Of course, anybody can call the regular 988 line, but the specialized line had people prepared to deal with the specific stigma and struggles of being in the LGBTQ community. While the Trump administration said they would no longer separate services for queer people, there is another separate line specifically for veterans. They often face higher rates of mental illness, too. Now, Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would codify the specialized line.
Donald Trump took away the specialized lifeline for no good reason. I'm fighting to both restore the funding, but also make sure that we put it into law so that this president or future presidents can't take it away in the future.
Before it was shut down, the Press 3 line got 70,000 calls each month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
We'll get to Mike Clemens' sports update in just a second, but I goofed. Gray here in a substitute capacity today, and I forgot to check the spot where Joel puts his birthdays. My apologies to the girls at Northern State Bank in Butternut because I goofed up. They were sitting right there and I should have known to look, but frankly, there's a couple things I sometimes forget about mornings where I cover for Joel, and especially on Friday mornings. You've heard me say it. Joel is doing a lot more sitting here talking with you each morning than it might seem. He's working a level of controls and remembering a number of things that frankly are a little bit intimidating to me. So my bad on this one. Happy birthday to Sarah Brown tomorrow, and happy birthday on Sunday to Barb Wagner. Sarah and Barb, again, my apologies for the timing, and my apologies to the girls at Northern State Bank in Butternut, because you all did the thing. You know, you got the thing in time, and then I dropped the ball. Sarah and Barb will be entered into next week's drawing because they deserve a shot just like anybody else does, especially when it was me who screwed up. But I'm afraid we can't redo the drawing that already saw Deb Peterson taking the victory this week. So Deb, enjoy that cake. Know that it could have been somebody else's if I'd have done my job. Thank you guys for being good sports. Happy birthday, Barb and Sarah, from the girls at Northern State Bank in Butternut. Check them out for your banking needs. Stay tuned for sports and weather coming up next on 98Q Country.
The Pack prepares for Dallas.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay's Tucker Kraft says he's doing better after suffering a knee injury last week in practice. The tight end says, give me the ball.
I'm going to run each route on the field like I'm going to catch the football, and I'm going to block each play like I'm at the point of attack. You know, I believe that I offer a different kind of consistent explosiveness whenever I get the ball in my hands. So that's always just, you know, my argument is what happens when 85 touches the football. You breaking tackles? Is he getting in the end zone? That's just my brand.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field as the Brewers wind down the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. The magic number for the Crew down to one. Owner Mark Antanasio.
You know, we keep knocking on the door here, and I think getting a bye is really helpful because we get just a little healthier. Look, we'll see starting October 4th, right?
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Get ready, Price County. The annual Fall Harvest Festival is happening Saturday, October 4th in downtown Phillips. Enjoy over 50 food, arts, and craft vendors, live music, kids activities, and plenty of fall fun for the whole family. Don't miss the chance to spend your Saturday strolling through downtown while enjoying everything the Harvest Festival has to offer. Join us October 4th, 9 to 3, the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival presented by the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. Special thank you to all of our sponsors. For details, visit PhillipsWisconsin.net or EnjoyPriceCounty.com.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
Monopo Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Monaco Chevrolet, your local dealer.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 45.
98Q Country.
Way back.
this station.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, now guitars and words that rhyme. And on a hands of time.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
They wake up in the morning and they drink their coffee black. They love their women, one be shy of a heart attack. On the way to work they might stop by a fishing hole. That's how country boys roll.
But it's good.
like a truck. Shine it up, rev it up, and let it run, yeah. It gets a high riding off into the sun, yeah. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drug through the mud. Runs on dreams and gasoline, and that old highway holds the key.
Strong. thing.
Check this out.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
This
is really good.
98 Q. Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel's prime minister is seeing some empty seats as he addresses the UN General Assembly in New York. Dozens of delegates from multiple nations have walked out of the UN hall as Benjamin Netanyahu prepared to speak. He's under enormous world pressure to end the suffering in Gaza, which scholars say meets the definition of genocide. Price pressure evident this morning.
The core index, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, was up 2.9% and in line with projections. Those figures could factor into how the Fed approaches rate decisions in its final two policy meetings of the year.
ABC's Jim Ryan, tariff hikes for prescription drugs made outside the U.S. start Wednesday. President Trump is celebrating the indictment of James Comey, his former FBI director, on charges of lying to Congress. Comey, firing back.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman for 98Q Country. The FBI has confirmed that ICE agents arrested three dozen people in Manitowoc yesterday. Connie Fellman has more.
Officials say nine of those arrested were targeted for suspected involvement in the sexual assault and or trafficking of minor American girls. FBI agents say all the people arrested were in the country illegally. Forward Latino, an immigrant rights group in Manitowoc, issued a statement last night